Fans of the rapper Nipsey Hussle are remembering his music as well as his contributions to South L.A., where he was raised. The 33-year-old was shot and killed Sunday outside the Marathon clothing store he owned. While many rappers leave their neighborhoods when they find success, Hussle was an entrepreneur and an activist who stuck around and invested in his community. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, and joins us now as she does every week for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Eric.
There was one project that Hussle was particularly involved in. He worked with city officials to transform historic Crenshaw Boulevard. Can you tell us more about that project?
Yeah, this is really interesting, Eric. A Destination Crenshaw is the 1.3-mile open-air museum of permanent and rotating art exhibitions that is planned for Crenshaw Boulevard along the light rail line that's currently under construction. It's meant to be a celebration of the largely African-American Crenshaw community, and we have talked about it on this program. Well, it turns out that Nipsey Hussle had a significant role in this project. Here's council member Marquise Harris-Dawson. He's been spearheading Destination Crenshaw, and we spoke with him yesterday.
Nipsey Hussle was in the earliest conversations about Destination Crenshaw. In fact, the very logo for the project that you see on all the materials and even the name, the logo was actually done by his team of graphic artists that work with the Marathon store. And they did that as a gift to Destination Crenshaw. And even the name, I mean, he was one of the people to assert that Crenshaw ought to be a destination unto itself, given the cultural dynamism and creativity that came out of that community.
So, Eric, this is something that's come out in the press in the last few days, and that's how Hussle was focused on buying back the hood. As Harris Dawson explained, Hussle was investing in this part of town in order for us to have the kind of community that we deserve, one that's reflective of the best that we are. We have to own it, and we have to do it ourselves.
And that's very impressive, but that wasn't all. How else did Nipsey Hussle contribute to South LA's economic life?
Well, he certainly was a busy bee. The Times reports that he and another South LA native named David Gross had bought and were redeveloping a strip mall on Slauson Avenue. Hussle wanted to make it a mixed-use development that included low-income residential units. Now, the anchor store in that mall is Marathon Clothing, which sold his signature line of hats and shirts with the names Crenshaw and Slauson on them. He encouraged people to wear the names of their neighbourhoods with pride. So, of course, it's especially poignant that this is where he was shot dead. Now, it was in the parking lot of this same mall that he once sold copies of his mixtapes. The Times also tells us that he was known for buying shoes for students, repaving basketball courts, and paying for funerals for those who couldn't afford to bury their loved ones. Now, as we also know, Hussle was a former gang member with the Rolling 60s Crips, but he'd become a campaigner against gun violence. He'd been scheduled to meet on Monday with the chief of police and a member of the police commission to discuss ways in which to reduce gang violence.
And wasn't he also involved in educational efforts?
Yeah, again, this is a guy that was really deeply engaged with his community. He helped create Vector 90. That is a co-working space in the Crenshaw District for young African-Americans interested in STEM careers. Hussle apparently saw this as a way to bring together underrepresented groups and Silicon Valley companies. A guy named Lawrence Ross wrote a column for The Root in which he talked about how Nipsey had opened this Vector 90. He reports that Hussle transformed the space and, quote, created programming to provide opportunities that he didn't have for people who look just like him. You know, the things that would make a young black kid living in the rolling 60s choose coding over slinging, because you finally got an effing choice like kids in other neighborhoods.
Frances Anderton, host of KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture, which airs every Tuesday at 2. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Eric.